Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is November the 23rd, 2015, Monday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 94 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between and among. So these two confusing words for language learners. I would also like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can visit the webpage in case you want to check out any other episodes. You can also subscribe via iTunes or follow us on Twitter. You can subscribe via Podomatic. You can also use Stitcher, which is an Android app. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or if you want to, I don't know, leave your comment or something. So this is episode 94 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to speak about the difference between and among. These two words are confusing for language learners for many different reasons, but let me start by briefly going through the contents I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to start by the way, I'm using Advanced Grammar in Use by Martin Hewings. This is the second edition, and I'm going to be using some of the materials found on page 178, that's unit 89. So as prepositions of place, we have these two words between and among, which are confusing, but in this case, the difference is quite clear-cut, I would say, because between can be used between when we talk about two or more people or things. And among is only used with three or more people or things. So, example, she held the diamond between her thumb and forefinger. So, two fingers. Zimbabwe is situated between Zambia to the north, Mozambique to the east, Botswana to the west, and South Africa to the south. In this case here, we have four things, or countries in this case, but we're still using between. We could also say, he stood among all his friends in the room and felt very happy. And she eventually found her passport among the clothes in the drawer. As you can see here, among is used normally when we have a kind of indeterminate number. We can also use amongst in more literary context, spelled with S-T at the end, so A-M-O-N-G-S-T, amongst. This is normally used in literary contexts. But the problem is really when between and among are used as in a more metaphorical way. And then in this case, we can use either one, between or among, to talk about something divided or something shared between people. For example, the money is to be divided. Let me repeat. The money is to be divided between the towns in the area. Or the money is to be divided among the towns in the area. I think here is a matter of style, basically. But we also use between when we talk about comparisons and relationships. When we talk about choices, so to choose between, that's almost a fixed expression. I have to choose between the universities of Leeds and York. When we talk about discussions or the results of discussions, so there was a disagreement between Neil, John, and Margaret, or the treaty was signed between Great Britain and France. And also to say that people or things share an amount of something. For example, between them, Ray and Ingrid must earn about £100,000 a year. Among, on the other hand, can be used in a more metaphorical way when we mean existing or happening in a particular group. For example, their music is still very popular among young teenagers. So here again we have a kind of indeterminate number of teenagers. And we can also use among when we mean included in a particular group. They are among the best hockey players in the world. As you can see, again, there is a kind of indeterminate number. And this is my own observation, but it's a helpful tip, I would say, when you want to choose whether you should use between or among. Finally, to finish, I would like to say that there are a number of common expressions using between and among. And one of them is when we mean to keep it as a secret, to keep something as a secret. When we say, for example, between ourselves, I don't think Tom is an honest guy. So between ourselves here means let's keep this as a secret. Also, you can use between you and me, meaning keep this as a secret again. I've got a maths exam next week, but between you and me, I haven't done any revision yet. And among can be used in this case among other things, meaning among other things or including other things. Which means including other things. The concert features, among others, Carl Frisk and the Johnsons. So, among others here means other singers or groups. So this is it. I hope you're all learning something and keep listening. Thank you for listening one more time and see you next time. Bye!